This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The Republican Party will soon be known as the party of healthcare.
All right, so that's the president today. He didn't answer many of the questions that were flung his way about health care, but the way it's looking, up to 20 million Americans would lose health insurance if a court challenge backed by the Trump administration isn't the Affordable Care Act once and for all. So that Obama-era health law, which has survived a ton of challenges in court and, of course, in Congress, which significantly has reduced the nation's uninsured rate and the whole pre-existing conditions, but arguing over what isn't good in it and what is good, you know, what's bad, what's good, that's really been our national pastime now for quite a few years. But this is big stuff coming out of D.C. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney as we motor through here on the show. Justin Duckham joins us from our nation's capital with Talk Media News. Justin, so he didn't answer many questions about it, a few, and then kind of shuffled off but said his party would be known as the party for health care. So what's that about?
Well, this is him trying to frame the message for what, you know, for all intents and purposes, should be a pretty bad news day in terms of this. This is a pretty big reversal for the administration coming out saying that they support efforts to roll back the Affordable Care Act in its entirety. That includes the popular provisions like the, protection for those who have pre-existing conditions and other aspects like that. So this is something that Democrats have been using for quite some time now to push back against Republicans, and that's what they're doing today. They're pointing out that, in the lead-up to the midterm elections, the president really focused on this, saying that Republicans were going to protect pre-existing conditions, and if they were against it, they were going to have to deal with him. And, you know, so there is a certain level of confusion and, I guess, to a certain extent, hypocrisy when it comes up with this. We're still not exactly sure how the Republican Party is going to navigate around this. We don't necessarily have in place a major plan to replace the Affordable Care Act as it stands right now, which is what one would need if you're going to bill yourself as the party of health care. And right now it's just kind of a scenario where people have to wait and see.
Yeah, it seems like you and I are always saying wait and see. And speaking of waiting, not waiting quite as much, the Attorney General with announcement today about a timetable perhaps for releasing the Mueller report. Congress has been up his back. What are they saying now?
Weeks, not months. That seems to be the main message that we're getting out in terms of when exactly we're going to have the Mueller report available for public consumption. The president has maintained that he wants to see this released in its entirety. He says that this should be a transparent process. But at the same time, the White House has acknowledged that this is going to be within the purview of Attorney General William Barr. He has some obstacles ahead of him. You know, this includes grand jury testimony. This includes issues dealing with executive privilege. And ultimately, he's going to be making a lot of the final calls on that. So as it stands right now, he is going to be moving forward with that. It's going to go to the White House. They're going to presumably decide where exactly they're going to practice executive privilege on this. And then it's going to be moving forward to lawmakers and then eventually a release to the public at large. This has been something that Democrats are certainly clamoring for, the public as well. There are a lot of people just, you know, sort of scratching their heads following the four-page summary that Barr released and wondering if there is any there. And while the White House has been interpreting that report from Barr as something that completely exonerates the president, there is a, you know, significant portion of Americans who do not seem yet convinced. So this will certainly be a major pressure point for the White House going forward.
Yeah. Another thing as we jump overseas, Israel and the Palestinians, it's nothing new, the Gaza Strip and the back and forth between those two nations. But Benjamin Netanyahu was talking about U.S. support for Israel, and he said it's not about the Benjamins. He was quoted as saying that. Because, as you know, lately there's been a little bit of controversy over what's happening with Israel, what's happening with Netanyahu, what's going on in this whole peace process thing, what about the other side? What's the latest coming out of D.C. on that, although I'm sure that's not the heaviest topic of conversation the last day or two?
Well, you know, we actually had Netanyahu at the White House yesterday, but we didn't really get much of a press availability with him. Typically with heads of state, especially, you know, somebody as prominent as Netanyahu, there is a joint press conference. Instead, we just got a brief signing ceremony in which the president declared that the U.S. is going to recognize Golan Heights as Israeli territory. And then Netanyahu had to leave early because of the aforementioned, rocket strikes and escalating conflict that we're seeing over there. So, Netanyahu appeared, gave a brave face, expressed support for the U.S., thanked Donald Trump for everything that the administration has done previously, and as it stands right now, just kind of emphasized the relationship between the two leaders as it stands right now, which, you know, continues to be one of the more warm allied relationships that the White House has maintained since Trump took the presidency. So that's where we stand now.
Yeah, and then this last thing, the president has asked advisors how to reduce money for Puerto Rico and is saying he won't support any more aid beyond basic food stamp funds. Wow, that's a big blow to Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah, and this is something that's been pretty controversial for quite some time. Initially, there was some concern that the funding for the wall was going to be drawing away from the Puerto Rico recovery funds. That is something that the administration initially beat down, saying that that was not going to be the case, that they were going to be looking at other forms of military spending in order to move forward with that. So this has been a political football, something that the administration, has not necessarily handled with the greatest level of ease. Previously, Trump has cast doubt on the official death toll that has been accepted by Puerto Rico. He has gone after some of the local officials. And so this decision coming out today wherein we could very well see restrictions on the funding that they are receiving moving forward as they try to recover from the hurricanes that we saw last year. That is going to continue to be a political football as well. And also one that, just raises basic humanitarian concerns considering these are Americans and this is a pretty hefty struggle they have to move forward with.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Justin, in case we don't see you and speak again on the air, I know I'll run into you again and hopefully cross paths, but congratulations on what's ever next for you because you spent so much time at Talk Media News. You did such a great job for us. We really appreciate that as I know you're moving on.
Hey, Kate, thank you so much. Calling into your show has always been great, and you are truly one of the nicest people in radio, so thank you so much for everything you've done for me.
Yeah, absolutely, and we wish you the best, and thank you for joining us on the show this time around.
Oh, shucks. Thank you so much.
Good stuff from Justin, always. And so coming up on the flip side, what are we going to talk about? Oh, yeah, Jesse Smollett. What's the latest there in Chicago? Some people are raging, including the police superintendent. I shouldn't say he's raging. He's saying it's not right. Rahm Emanuel agrees. What do they agree on and what's going on with Smollett? Stay tuned and we'll tell you what's up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
In order to prevent any more children from falling ill with this dangerous disease, I am today declaring a countywide state of emergency. Effective at the stroke of midnight tonight, March 27th, anyone who is under 18 years of age and is unvaccinated against the measles will be barred from public places until the declaration expires in 30 days or until they receive at least their first shot of MMR.
Wow. So here's the deal. Measles, measles, measles. When the official says, look out, the measles case is surpassing 300 this year. This is a segment we like to call Odds and Ends. We're going to get to Jesse Smollett in just a minute. And also another Boeing mishap, or I should say one of those jumbo airliners that Boeing produces, I'll explain, but at least 314 cases of measles, yep, have popped up in the U.S. since January 1st. That's not good. That's 46 more than the numbers reported by them last week. It includes illnesses reported by state health departments to the CDC. So in other words, there's an outbreak. Absolutely. They've occurred in some states that are more permissive in allowing parents to get waivers for their kids to go to school without being vaccinated. That's what you just heard there. Forget about it, bringing them to school if they're not vaccinated, because there have been so many problems with that. New York reported at least 342 cases since October in the outbreak in Brooklyn and Rockland County. 23 of the Brooklyn cases were reported as of just the middle of March. So I could give you more and more statistics, but they're all wretched. this goes into that vaccine argument, and the anti-vaxxers come out, and then the people who vaccinate their kids, and they go toe-to-toe, and then you throw in the CDC, and you throw in school peeps and public health officials, and this is what you end up with, a bloody mess. Who's right? Well, the bottom line is, if it's an epidemic, it's an outbreak, then you can't bring them to school. There's no question about that. And I was reading a story today about a sad story, in fact, on one of the websites that I was on, and there was a woman who was anti-vaccine, and her four-year-old boy died from the flu, and so, of course, she was grieving, she was upset. She, you know, days after her son died, she was just getting crucified on Facebook and other websites because the story was widely reported. Her name was Jill Primoli, and she lives outside of Toronto. Listen, whether you are against vaccines, you're pro-vaccines, you want to hammer her for not doing that. When someone's grieving, really, you're going to take them apart, the little trolls on the internet, on these sites. Shame, shame, shame on that. That certainly is not the way to do it. All right, in the meantime, well, we're going to jump back to a couple of quick health things here, but I got to get to Jussie Smollett because this is a huge story. Guess who represents Jussie Smollett? That would be Mark Garagos, who just popped up for that whole Nike thing with Michael Avenatti. That aside, because he's represented certainly lots of celebrities, that's it for Jussie Smollett. The people in Chicago that thought he was going to be charged, he's not going to be charged. So what does that mean? First, the reaction. Here's the Chicago superintendent Eddie Johnson's take on the charges being dropped.
Do I think justice was served? No. What do I think justice is? I think this city is still owed an apology.
And here's what the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, had to say.
This is a whitewash of justice.
Yeah, he said it. Boom, that was it. And he looked pretty stunned in front of the mics. You know, he is the short-timer in the mayor's office now. But prosecutors in Cook County, Illinois, dumped the charges against the actor, an astonishing reversal that came a month after he was arrested, charged with lying to the cops about a bigoted attack where he said that they put a rope around his neck, that kind of thing. And the did this only 18 days after a grand jury indicted him on the 16 felony counts. Now, Smollett's history of volunteer work, 2 days of community service performed by him since his arrest, his agreement to forfeit $10,000 bond to the city. And remember, he told police, if you don't know the story, in January he was attacked by men shouting racial and homophobic slurs, along with invoking President Trump's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again. So this has been all over the place. Everybody has been talking about this. Everyone's aware of it, even if you didn't know who he was. And, you know, the police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, who you heard, said, look, he chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system. That's what he said. And he said, you know, there's no accountability. And Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, also, by the way, with that $10,000 bond, said that doesn't even come close to the resources the city busted out for this investigation into Smollett and his claims. So as of now, I mean, that's it, you know, period, boom. There's no deferred prosecution. There's, you know, none of that. The woman who was representing him this time around, Patricia Holmes, said she told reporters that he voluntarily forfeited the bond. There was no deal to be made with the prosecutors. That's it. She jumped on the cops and said they, you know, to try their case in the press, they shouldn't have done that. And so there you go. It certainly raises a lot of questions. People are very puzzled by what happened there and don't understand how you could see all these other details that came out and then all of a sudden it's gone. And then there are other people who are saying, listen, this is the problem, because this was all tried out in the media. And you can't deny that it was a media firestorm. That is absolutely for sure. If you want to weigh in, you can. You can jam on the digits 855-266-2283 or flip me an email, katedelaneyradio.com. All right, a couple of quick things, because I was just there, so thank goodness I wasn't there recently, but there's been a mumps outbreak at Temple University. It's growing, so they're strongly recommending people there get vaccinated. That's a huge college right in the middle of Philadelphia, so you know how it is with students in and out and going to school. That can be, you know, absolutely daunting, no question about that. In the meantime, there's also something else that's happening, and that has to do with avocados. I noticed when I went to one of the stores I go to, the avocados were picked over. I thought, wow, did they all get ripe and that was it? And no, they've been recalled in 6 states over listeria. Ugh. You know, I always think, when does your number come up when you're just going to pick the wrong pack of food? You're starving, you inhale it, and then you hear somewhere the next day, oh, no, discard that. There's listeria. There's salmonella. There's something else in the food. There's got to be a better way. And supposedly, in this country, we have some of the best, with the FDA, et cetera, some of the best ways to protect our food. But, ooh, sometimes I question that. Speaking of questioning it, Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX, that jumbo jet I was talking about, the 737, made an emergency landing in Orlando. Just 19 minutes in the air, pilots reported an engine problem shortly after takeoff. They were flying the plane, there was no one in it but the pilots, to a storage facility in California. So that doesn't make anyone feel good. You see shots of the planes. It's like a graveyard out in the middle of the desert. And then this, you got these experienced pilots, and they say, oh, no, we got an emergency. Boom, and they're back. Not even up in the air. 20 minutes. They were scheduled to fly to Victorville, California, for a short term storage, but instead it's going to be moved to the Orlando maintenance facility for a review, because they pulled back into the airport after they had gone up in the air. And of course we know the story, the Ethiopian airliner went down, 157 people killed earlier this month, the Lion Air flight that plunged into the sea in Indonesia shortly after takeoff, 189 people killed there. And there's questions. And I think there's a lot of people that, first of all, the grounding of that MAX aircraft has impacted thousands of travelers. Airlines have warned them about possible disruptions and the need to rebook for people who are originally scheduled to be on the MAX jet. As you all know, I'm going to Ireland and a couple of other places taking this show and speaking. And let me tell you, I checked to find out what plane I was on. Going to the mailbag next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside, instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has failed to overturn President Trump's veto of a resolution blocking his national emergency declaration. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged members to override the president's veto on constitutional grounds.
We take an oath to the Constitution, not to the President of the United States.
Republican Mike Rogers said this is not about the Constitution.
I've been on the Homeland Security Committee since it was established as a select committee after 9/11. Not one time in the history of that committee has there been any partisan dispute about the need for a barrier at the wall until Donald Trump became president.
The vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to override the president's veto, leaving only legal challenges standing in the way of the president's border wall. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 141 points, the S&P up 20, and the NASDAQ up 54. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So let's go to the mailbag, and I can tell you that we are obsessed about this college scam. You just won't let that go, America. So I am pleased to say that Operation Varsity Blues has given me a few chuckles and has certainly made comedians very happy, because this is easy to pound this with all the one-liners that are up there to smash out into the audience. But anyway, the latest is that Lori Loughlin and Becky, a.k.a. from, I think, Fuller House, right? Full House. She has to go to Boston, apparently, to be arraigned or have a court hearing. And the same thing with Felicity Huffman. What's so interesting about this, and three of you actually pointed it out, I'll just use one of the emails, but I got this email from Marcia, who says, Kate, I've listened to your show whenever I can for probably as long as you've been on the air, and I think that this is really fascinating, this cheating college admissions scandal and the fact that the two husbands weren't charged with anything. How come the women are carrying the water here, so to speak, and the men are wiggling out? Well, I don't know that the men are wiggling out or not. People are very curious about William Macy. And, yes, he wasn't charged in that. But in the other one, Massimino Giannulli or something, I have to say his Italian name, Giannulli. I grew up in an Italian neighborhood, I should know that. He definitely is. They just have downplayed it, but he's one of the 50 facing the federal charges connected to this scam. But Macy hasn't been charged. And, you know, I saw a report somewhere when they were taping her, he's just kind of mumbling in the background. I guess if you mumble, you don't get charged. So he's pretty big with that whole Shameless thing. And it's funny because everybody's digging up old interviews and finding little what we call juicy morsels of sound bites of these actresses and things that they said in parts that they were involved in that just played right into this whole scandal. But they found something with William Macy where he was talking to Entertainment Tonight, and he talked about his willingness to utilize nepotism in order to help his and his wife's two daughters to get ahead in the industry. He said, one can help your children in this business, and the nepotism works, and I have no problems with it. If I can give them a leg up, I absolutely would. It's a great way to make a living. It really is. Now, of course, he's talking about the acting business and wasn't referring to, well, if we have to bribe to get them in a better college or the college we want. He didn't say that, but it is funny that it was dug up, and there's just so much there that it's crazy, especially with the one daughter of Lori Loughlin, who was a YouTube star. And so far, those two girls are still at the University of Southern California, but who knows how long that lasts, because they got to be taking all kinds of jabs from people, if not to their face, behind their back, I would assume, let's just say that. So that's the latest. The latest is, yes, one of the husbands was charged, but William Macy has not been charged. And, of course, the rest are the real other culprits, people keep forgetting, are, not that they weren't, but the coaches who were just willing to say, yeah, give me a bunch of cash and I'm going to pretend they're on my team. I mean, kids kill themselves to get a crew scholarship or to be on crew. You kidding me? You don't think it's a big deal? Look at the Olympics and look at some of these cities when you drive in. And I'm even saying in some really blue-collar areas where kids are grow up around the river, they're river rats, and they get good at crew. No kidding. It's not just an elite sport as much as you might think it is. All right, how about this? Just quickly, I want to throw a lighter side in here. We need a lighter side. And this one was from Alex, who said, oh, Kate Delaney, I am just skipping half of the news when I ever sit down to watch it. I'm a millennial, and I can't stand all the negativity. I appreciate you bouncing around in a few different directions. Did you see the story about the nine nurses that are in the same labor unit, and they're all due at the same time? My wife is due soon, and it gave me a great chuckle when I happened to see that story about those women in Maine. Yeah, so you're right about that. I just watched something the other day about it, that they all started to get pregnant, and they said it seemed to be like a happier announcement every time, and their babies are coming up here. I think all the way through July they have due dates. But that is a positive thing, and it's just funny in this Portland unit that, you know, they all happen to get pregnant. Maybe it's contagious in a good way, not like those measles. Maybe it's just a good thing. How about that? All right, how about this? Let's go to Mac and his email. Mac says, Kate, you know, now that the president has been cleared of what is happening as far as Russian collusion is concerned, do you think this will be a big issue when he's up for re-election in 2020? No, other than he can use it to say, listen, they did a two-year investigation, and you saw what happened there. I mean, he could throw it out there when he's asked about it. I would assume that could come up, but there's going to be other things that'll happen. I don't know. I was reading an analysis. I should take that back. I was reading an analysis from somebody I respect that where they talked about that the Democrats have really handed him a couple of gifts, and this might have been one of them because of the way this was pounded. And then, of course, nothing, you know, comes of that. I think it's going to be more about, I think it's going to be now maybe more about this whole healthcare thing. Because here we go again with healthcare, Affordable Care Act, boom, done. It could be because the president is trying to just completely, you know, the courts just kill it off, just gone. So then you think pre-existing conditions and the confusion over what's covered, what's not. And that could get a lot of play. Will get a lot of play both ways around. Those who believe, no, it'll be better. I mean, I just don't get how we could, it's just like immigration. How are we such a smart nation? And I get that it's complex, and I get that we've gone down this rabbit hole so many times, we're stuck in the middle of it. But when you have decades to solve these problems, these crises that are major crises, they have to do with people and money, and they affect everyone, no matter where you are, in some way it affects you. I don't get it. I mean, it's like to me, where's your big, if you ran a company, you wake up and there's a million things to do in this company. Let's say you're a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, whatever, you're running a small business. Do you attack like 50,000 problems at once and, oh, let's hope some things work out pretty good? Or do you focus on the things that are going to make you money? You're going to focus on the things that make you money. If you're a politician, wouldn't you focus on the things that are going to make you more popular, going to make you money, going to get you reelected again in a sense, right? Of course. But no, it's the hot potato that gets tossed and screaming and arguing. And in the middle, we all get screwed. That's the bottom line. So this is interesting to watch because this move stunned a few people by the president, but what does it mean? And then this would kind of bury that whole Mueller report thing. I'm thinking it. All right, how about this one from, this one comes to us from Al. He says, Kate, don't get on a 737 MAX 8. If the Hubs doesn't tell you that, don't do it. Because I don't like what I'm seeing with all these planes. I think Boeing is really, really going to tank unless they hurry, scurry, and figure out a way to make it safer for everyone. Obviously, it has to do with mechanics and software changes and all that kind of stuff. But it's not good that two planes went down and then there's a third plane. They couldn't even move with experienced pilots because they started to have an emergency right away and an engine shut down. Yikes. Yeah, trust me, I already checked all of my flights to make sure I wasn't on any 737 MAX. Well, one, because I wouldn't be able to go take off. So, and now the re-racking of that, of course, is significant. All right, how about this one? On a little bit of a lighter note, this one from Drew. Kate, lifelong Pats fan, how about Rob Gronkowski? Boom, done with the Patriots. I know that there's been reports that, hey, he could end up coming back, change his mind, but I really don't think that he's going to come back. If you've won three championships, made a ton of money, have lots of opportunity to do something else, your body takes a pounding. You know, you traveled with one of those pro teams. I don't see why you would jump back into the game after that. I agree. I mean, he took a pounding. I think he is done. I mean, he's basically saying, or it's being reported, his agent is reporting that he's won another championship. He wants to go out on top. He wants to do nothing for a while. He just wants to have fun. Because you forget that football is year-round. Big time. With the way you have to work out, with the injuries you're nursing, with the mini camps, then training camp. And if you've won three Super Bowls and you've had plenty of big paydays and you have all these endorsements and all these other opportunities, I am thinking, sure. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about that. And he's just under 30. It's perfect timing, really. Perfect timing. Going to the man cave. Speaking of sports, next.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Andy Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The three cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
We're sitting in the man cave. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. And there's a lot of things we'd be talking about. Ooh, Robert Kraft. And what happened at the massage parlor. They say they have tape on him. He says, bring it on. He pled not guilty. And the owner of the Patriots says he wants a jury trial. So what does he have that he feels like he could be exonerated? And what does that do with the NFL? Where does that leave them? Roger Goodell has to be in a squishy situation, especially after Deflategate and then after his suspension years ago, Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl on the heels of that. So that puts him in a weird spot. Remember the crowd booed, if you don't know, the crowd booed the commissioner of the NFL, as they often do, and especially after the whole Deflategate thing with the Patriots. And speaking of the Patriots, Rob Gronkowski decides, yeah, I've had enough. I have won 3 Super Bowls. I have really nothing else to prove, and I'm going out on top. I want to have fun. I want to do nothing for a while. So, you know, he's a first ballot entry to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. In 5 years, that's where he'll be, standing there in Canton, Ohio. And who knows, maybe Tom Brady is introducing him. But he was an incredible tight end. And as a tight end, he took a lot of lickings. And his body certainly got beat up just under 30. I think it's smart. He's got big numbers, and he was dominant. He's got those Super Bowl rings, and why play on? He played, you know, so they're going to have to wait 5 seasons, but his first chance to get into the Hall of Fame would be 2024. And he's a popular player. There's people that are going to miss him. There's no question about that, but I think it's a smart decision. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, was even stunned, at least he says, by Gronk's decision not to come back. And here's what Drew said.
I really thought he was going to come back. I remember talking to the Patriots and telling him, I'm pretty sure he's coming back. That was just my guess because Rob loves to play the game. You know, and he finished the season so strong and he was healthy. At the end of the year, he got a quad injury in the Super Bowl, but he was relatively healthy. And it was great to see him get back to playing that way. So I thought he would come back.
All right, so he thought he would come back, but he didn't come back. We jump from the Patriots and their loss of the retiring superstar tight end to Jets coach Adam Gase, who picked up Le'Veon Bell, the team did, and here's what he had to say about Bell.
Anytime that you put another veteran player with a young quarterback, I think that's a positive, especially a guy that's been on a team that's been a playoff team, been a part of an organization that's consistently won. You know, he knows what it looks like. He knows what you have to do day in and day out, practices, meeting, you know, preparing for the season, in-season preparation. I think anytime that you add a guy like that, that's a positive.
All right, so they did make some improvements in the offseason, signing Le'Veon Bell, who was MIA from Pittsburgh this year, and linebacker C.J. Mosley in free agency. That's big, but enough to compete with the Patriots. The Patriots losing their superstar tight end. They have other players. If that's always the case, it's the Jets and the Dolphins and what's going to happen there. So I'm not so sure about that. We will see, because pretty soon, before you know it, we're going to be talking about training camp. It was hard to believe that we're almost out of March and we're ushering in April. Where does the time go? I don't get it. I hate it that spring ahead. Let's fall back again. What happened to it? Man, what happened? I'm not so sure. All right, how about this? Oakland Raiders owner Mark Davis said he would rather fire John Gruden than appear on HBO's Hard Knocks training camp reality series this summer. Gruden, who's in the second year, of course, of a 10-year deal that was a whopping $100 million, said, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm for whatever he wants to do. Supposedly they were joking, but they don't want anything to do with the show. It's a hit for fans, but it's a big pain to coaches, staff, and the front office, because they don't want anything to leak out. They don't want dirty laundry to leak out. They don't want people to get involved in what's happening there. So teams are exempt from consideration if they have a first-year coach having played in the postseason the past 2 years or have been on Hard Knocks in the previous 10. The Raiders are one of five NFL teams eligible for the show, along with the Lions, 49ers, Giants, and Washington. So they don't want to appear. I'm assuming they won't. And, you know, the Lions, same thing. They wanted to deflect it, too. They were deflecting it to the Raiders. Hard Knocks. Who are we going to see this upcoming year? Tell us. Because nobody wants to do it. You know, I always wondered that. Because I kind of like it. And the reason I like it is something always happens. That's the truth. And it makes it interesting, and you see, you get involved in the young guys trying to make the team, and then what is the lineup going to look like, and, you know, when I say lineup, what the team is going to look like, who makes the cuts, that whole thing. But you definitely can get right in the middle of what's happening, and so far that kind of has been the case. There's always something that comes up. So let's put it that way anyway. Nobody wants to do it. That's the reason why. They don't want to go through that microscope that you go through. How about that? All right, how about this? I haven't talked that much about hoop when I've been in the man cave, but you can bet if there's a big screen TV, we would certainly be watching what's happening in college hoop and the big dance and the fact that it's getting whittled down right before our very eyes, because you forget that April 8th is the national championship. So we swing through this tournament and it's a wacky couple of weeks, and then there we are. We're in the middle of the Sweet 16, and the cream rises to the top as usual, and all of the favorites are sitting there in 16. I talked about that the other day. The interesting part is how many people have their brackets still in play. Oh, not as many as one would think, right? No. I mean, Duke almost lost. UCF almost beat Duke. That's crazy. Duke win the number one seed overall, wins by 1 point. 1 point, but they're still there where you thought they would be. If you had them in your bracket, it's still safe. A win is a win, whether it's a nail biter and it's 1 point, or it's a complete blowout of the opposition, like North Carolina and Washington, 81-59 a few days ago. So now you have UNC and Auburn playing. That should be a pretty nice one. Auburn handily beating Kansas, but not quite as big of a spread as North Carolina had. And I love that you have Houston and Kentucky, because Kentucky's still in it. They had two fairly easy games, although Wolford made it interesting at the end. So now you have Houston and UK playing. And then Tennessee ditches Iowa, so they roll on. And Purdue takes care of Villanova. That's not a surprise. So those two will play. And Virginia, a number one seed, handily beats Oklahoma. Oregon pounces UC Irvine. So UVA playing Oregon. That'd be a fun game to be at in Louisville, Kentucky, coming out of the South. I mean, I think even the Duke-Virginia Tech game would be neat in D.C., because remember, they're still in those other regions and in the East. And then, of course, LSU barely gets by Maryland, but they do. LSU takes on Michigan State. That'd be fun, too. Michigan State easily ditching the Gophers of Minnesota. And then if we wanted to make that roll out west to Anaheim, Gonzaga and Baylor. And Gonzaga pulled out easily over the Baylor Bears. So now they take on Florida State, who trounced Murray State. And, of course, Texas Tech beating Buffalo. So Texas Tech now gets the right to take on Michigan, who beat up on Florida 64-49. And there you have it. So if you have a seat at one of these regional spots, you're either in Washington, Louisville, Kansas City. Oh, that'd be fun to be in Kansas City for that, too. Anaheim, like I mentioned. And D.C. would be, I think, interesting, especially that LSU-Michigan State game. But even the Duke-Virginia Tech game could be pretty, pretty interesting. I don't think it's going to be as quite a nail-biter as UCF. Duke learned their lesson, let's put it that way. All right, we're diving out of the man cave. If you were in there with me, duck, you don't want to hit your head on the door to the man cave. And thanks to everybody who listened to this hour of the show. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, everyone.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.